Chapter 9. Law and Ethics. Navigating the boundaries of right and wrong. Ethics is knowing the difference between what you have the right to do and what is right to do. Potter Stewart. In our complex world, the concepts of law and ethics often guide our actions, decisions, and interactions within society. While laws provide formalized rules established by governing bodies, ethics refer to the moral principles that guide individuals in determining what is right and wrong. Understanding how these two forces shape human behavior and interact with one another is crucial for navigating the boundaries of right and wrong. In law, man is guilty when he violates the rights of others. In ethics, he is guilty if he only thinks of doing so. Immanuel Kant. Moreover, faith often plays a significant role in shaping an individual's sense of ethics, providing spiritual and moral guidance that intersects with legal expectations. The intersections of faith, law, and ethics are particularly important in societies where religious beliefs influence both personal decision-making and broader societal norms. Understanding law and ethics. At the most basic level, law refers to the set of rules established by governmental or societal institutions to regulate human behavior. Laws are created to maintain order, protect rights, and ensure justice within communities. For example, laws governing property rights, contracts, and personal conduct are meant to establish societal standards of fairness and accountability. Laws are typically enforceable by legal institutions and have consequences when violated. On the other hand, ethics are moral principles that guide individuals and societies in determining what is right and wrong. Unlike laws, ethics are often more subjective and personal. While laws may reflect societal consensus on certain ethical issues, ethics extend beyond legal requirements to consider what individuals ought to do, even when the law is silent. Ethics ask the deeper questions about what is morally correct, just, and fair. Ethical behavior does not always align with legal obligations. Some actions may be legally permissible but ethically questionable, and vice versa. For instance, a business practice may be legal under existing laws but might raise ethical concerns about fairness, environmental impact, or social responsibility. The role of law in upholding justice. Laws are designed to uphold justice and create a framework for societal order. Justice is a cornerstone of legal systems, aiming to protect individual rights and ensure fairness in social interactions. Legal systems often strive to reflect the moral and ethical values of a society, although this is not always straightforward. What one society views as just may differ dramatically from another due to cultural, historical, or religious differences. However, the effectiveness of laws in achieving justice depends on their enforcement, interpretation, and adaptability to social change. Legal systems are not infallible, and there are instances when laws fail to address emerging ethical issues or when legal frameworks lag behind societal progress. In such cases, individuals and communities often turn to ethical principles or faith-based guidance to navigate these gaps. Ethics as a guiding force. While laws provide the framework for acceptable behavior, ethics delve deeper into what is morally right and just. Ethical decision-making often requires individuals to consider the broader impact of their actions on others, on society, and on the environment. Ethical frameworks such as utilitarianism, which emphasizes the greatest good for the greatest number, and deontology, which focuses on duties and obligations, offer different approaches to navigating moral questions. Ethics also often require individuals to go beyond what is legally required. For example, while it may be legal for a company to minimize environmental protections in pursuit of profit, ethically, individuals within the company may feel obligated to prioritize environmental sustainability. Ethical principles challenge people to ask not only what is legal, but also what is right. Case Study 1. Legal versus Ethical Dilemmas in Business. Consider the case of a multinational corporation that operates in multiple countries with varying labor laws. In some countries, the corporation legally pays its workers very low wages and provides minimal benefits, aligning with local legal standards. However, in more developed regions, the corporation offers higher wages and better working conditions. This disparity in treatment may raise significant ethical questions. From a legal standpoint, the corporation operates within the boundaries of the law in each country. However, ethically, the disparity in treatment might be viewed as unjust, as it reflects inequalities in how workers are valued across different regions. The company's leadership is then faced with an ethical dilemma. Should they improve working conditions and wages universally, even if it is not legally required? Or should they adhere to the legal minimum in each country, prioritizing profit over equitable treatment? This case highlights the tension that can arise when laws and ethical principles come into conflict. It underscores the need for organizations and individuals to consider the broader implications of their actions, particularly when legal frameworks fail to address ethical concerns. Intersections of faith, law, and ethics. Faith plays a significant role in shaping both ethical frameworks and interpretations of the law. Many legal systems around the world are influenced by religious principles, and for individuals, faith often provides a moral compass by which they navigate legal and ethical dilemmas. Religious teachings often emphasize values such as justice, fairness, compassion, and truth, which align closely with ethical considerations. In Christian teachings, for example, the Bible speaks to the importance of both law and ethics. Romans 13 verses 1 to 2 states, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." This verse reflects a call for obedience to legal authorities. However, ethical conduct is equally emphasized in passages like Micah 6 verse 8. "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." For many people of faith, following the law is important, but ethical conduct as guided by their faith takes precedence. This is evident in historical movements for justice, such as civil rights movements, where individuals like Martin Luther King Jr. relied on both faith and ethics to challenge unjust laws. Case Study 2. Faith-based ethical dilemmas. Consider the example of a healthcare professional who is deeply committed to their religious faith. This person may face a situation where a particular medical procedure, though legal, conflicts with their religious beliefs. For instance, performing certain procedures, such as abortions, may be legally mandated in certain contexts, but may conflict with the healthcare professional's personal religious ethics. In such cases, the individual faces a difficult decision. Do they follow the law and risk violating their faith-based ethical convictions? Or do they prioritize their religious beliefs, potentially facing legal consequences? This intersection of law, ethics, and faith often requires individuals to seek guidance from their religious leaders, ethical frameworks, and personal conscience. Bible verses on law and ethics. Romans 13 verses 1 to 2. "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." Micah 6 verse 8. "He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Proverbs 21 verse 15. "When justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers." Matthew 5 verse 17. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Quotes on law and ethics. "An unjust law is no law at all." St. Augustine. "It is not enough to be obedient to the law. We must also be obedient to our own sense of what is right." Albert Einstein. "The first duty of society is justice." Alexander Hamilton. Discussion questions. 1. Have you ever faced a situation where what was legally required conflicted with your ethical beliefs? How did you resolve the conflict? 2. How does your faith influence your understanding of law and ethics? Are there times when your faith leads you to challenge existing laws? 3. Can you think of examples in history where laws have changed to reflect evolving ethical standards? How do legal systems adapt to changing societal values? 4. In what ways can ethical principles guide organizations or businesses in making decisions that go beyond legal requirements? 5. How do different cultural and religious traditions shape perspectives on law and ethics? Further reading. The Idea of Justice by Amartya Sen. Ethics for the Real World by Ronald Howard and Clinton Corver. Just Mercy. A Story of Justice and Redemption by Brian Stevenson. On Law, Morality, and Politics by St. Thomas Aquinas. Conclusion: Law and ethics are deeply intertwined, shaping how individuals and societies determine what is right, just, and fair. While laws provide the formal structure for maintaining order, ethics call us to a higher standard, often demanding that we go beyond what is legally required to do what is morally right. At the intersection of law, ethics, and faith, individuals are challenged to navigate complex dilemmas, seeking guidance from religious teachings, personal conscience, and societal values. As we continue to engage with these forces, we must remain vigilant in ensuring that our legal systems and ethical standards reflect both justice and compassion, creating a society where the rule of law and moral responsibility coexist in harmony.